And we gotta get a guest here, talk a little Astros with you. If you're on hold, stick around. I promise we'll get to you. I know we got a lot of these stories, but we're gonna go to Steven now. Okay, we've got one of our favorite guys on, Steven Higdon from CrawfishBoxes.com, and I want to get a Astros talk in. And Steven, do you have any great brush with greatness stories?
I do. I have one with Lance Berkman, actually.
Oh, bring it. That'll be perfect.
I ran track and cross country in high school, and my sophomore year I went to the Marathon Expo, where Lance was there with I think it was Koala Healthcare or something like that. But you get to shake his hand and take a picture with him. So I stand in line and I go up there and he asks if I'm going to run the marathon. And kind of shocked, so I'm this gangly 15-year-old kid. And I told him no, but he asked if I ran, and I told him I'd run 15 miles that morning, and just the look of exasperation on, you know, kind of portly Lance Berkman's face was kind of priceless. And he shook my hand, and he was like, I really respect that. So that's my brush with greatness. I got to pull me to prove it.
All right. Well, speaking of Lance and Roy and all the guys, let's get some Astros talk in. The Pudge trade. Yesterday, they were pretty clear that, okay, the Rangers approached us about this guy. This is not something we're going to do all the time. But shouldn't they really consider it at this point? And could Valverde get through waivers? Could Tejada get through waivers? Is there a deal out there for him here before the end of the month?
It seems like it'd be a good idea, but talking with some of the other beat writers over the Twitter sphere, it seems like the Astros management has concluded that it's going to be pretty hard to get those guys through waivers. Tejada's already been claimed, so he can't go. Hawkins might be a guy that we could sneak through waivers and maybe get something for him. But if I'm the Astros, I'm going to hold on to Hawkins and try to sign him quickly after the season's over so I can get him in as a closer when Jose Valverde walks. It'd be nice to get Valverde through the waivers because, you know, he's someone who could actually get a blue-chip prospect back. But the other thing is you know, what all the players were talking about yesterday, and especially Roy Oswalt, who's the most outspoken of it, there aren't really any contenders who need a closer who are so stacked at starting pitching that they're going to be willing to give a starting pitcher, you know, the caliber that we want back. So right. Finding a match and getting everyone through waivers is probably going to be difficult. So I have to believe that the front office was being pretty honest when they said that this probably won't happen until, you know, for the rest of the season. And this was sort of a, you know, everything came together when John Daniels picked up the phone and called Ed Wade on Saturday. So it'd be nice to see, but the probabilities of it happening aren't too good.
Right. Steven Higdon, our guest, CrawfishBoxes.com. Terrific site if you haven't checked it out. Your place to get Astros information. All right, so when do we see Jason Castro at catcher?
Talking with Allison Footer yesterday, actually, she said he's going to get a good look out in spring training, and it'll be you know, his to win, but, you know, her feeling and my feeling both was sort of that you know, the Astros manager probably isn't going to hand him the starting job. What exactly we do, I don't know. It did come out that Pudge had approached Ed Wade before he left to get on a plane to go to Dallas yesterday, saying that he'd like to come back in 2010. I don't know if we do that. Maybe when Tolles gets off the DL this year, we give him another look in September, and we go with Tolles and Quintero and maybe Coase. But I think we see Jason Castro at the big league level sometime in 2010. I just don't know that we see Jason Castro starting off. But if I'm the Astros, I'm inclined to kind of go ahead and give it. He's spent, you know, enough time at Double A where he's had to make adjustments. Right. If he plays well in spring training, I don't see why you don't give it to him unless you're worried about his service time clock starting to tick too early. So,
Steven Higdon, our guest from CrawfishBoxes.com. All right, what do we have to look forward to next season? You gotta start to wonder here. Royo's going to be a year older. You know, Wandy's not exactly young. You know, Berkman's starting to get up there. And what do we have to look forward to this team? And what are they going to have to do to where we can say, okay, they can be competitive again?
Well, tonight will be a big indicator of what we have to look forward to next season with Yoermann Bizardo taking the mound, making his Astros debut as a starter. He had one botched relief appearance, and he's had one or two good relief appearances since then. So, you know, what he brings to the mound tonight will be an indication of, you know, whether or not we can have both Bud Norris and Yoermann Bizardo slotting in at 3 and 4, and then only having to have Brian Moeller maybe be a number 5 and maybe going out and finding, you know, another scrap heap rehab project to go with. So tonight, you know, watching Yoermann Bizardo go, if Bud Norris stays healthy, if we could have Bizardo and Norris and Paulino maybe, if he can find a way to stay consistent in the bigs, that might be something to look forward to. I think the Astros are probably going to strongly consider moving Tejada over to third base. and bringing up Tommy Manziel, who's played very well at AAA for us this year at shortstop. So and Jason Castor coming up. So there are some things to look forward to. I don't know exactly what the off-season plan is going to be, sort of totaling up payroll, bringing back Tejada and holding on to Hawkins and trying to estimate some arbitration bonuses. I think we're going to be somewhere between $75 and $80 million just doing that. And my guess is payroll is not going to exceed $90 million, just sort of what Drayton said to the media recently about attendance being down and not wanting to, you know, go into the red to field a team. So we're kind of hamstrung in going after free agents. So, we're going to be looking to the young guys, and tonight will be a harbinger of sort of where we go from there. So I'm crossing my fingers that Bizzardo can go, you know, six or seven innings and, you know, not botch a game for us, which we've pretty much done as of late. But that's about all we can hope for, I think. It's kind of depressing.
Thanks for bringing me down, Steven. I appreciate it.
I gotta be honest.
Absolutely.
I can't lie.
Thanks, man. Hey, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again real soon. That's Steven Higdon from CrawfishBoxes.com. Go check it out. If you're into the Astros at all, you will not be disappointed. Thanks for joining us, man.
All right, thanks.